your Sonicast.
And it ain't meant for kids.
Sana G, DC, and Lex Jones discuss a couple of topics that you didn't hear on the Sana G Morning Show.
What's going on, y'all? What's up, Facebook Live out there? 106 Cameo. We appreciate y'all. I'm Sana G.
DC is chilling over here.
In the corner. We got Man G Biz.
What's happening? Your player partner was cooking.
And he brought one of the homies in who just apparently got set free.
Yes.
Mr. Ricardo Jones.
Jones, a.k.a. the neighborhood. Hey, man, don't be touching.
Well,
don't touch
it down,
my mic, man. Get off me. I got this.
This is okay? This is first time, Sana.
I got this. So, yeah, neighborhood player.
Don't make it security mad back there.
The parking lot player himself out here, you know, just doing my thing, man. How y'all doing? That's why I'm in y'all territory now. I'm feeling real good looking into your eyes, baby.
I appreciate you, boo, but I'm not going to work on the street for you because I know what you got locked up for.
Oh, wait.
Rumor on the street is.
Where are the receipts?
Jaywalking. That's how they got me.
They got you on that one.
They got me. They caught me a couple times running up and down the street. You know what I'm saying? The moanings and stuff like that, but it was bogus.
Allegedly.
An alleged 3-year bid. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Shout out to your security. You good, baby? All right.
Yeah,
your security don't say much.
Yeah, that's my boy. We got to...
Tell me what you're doing.
Yeah, that's what I'm... Hey, man.
Would you let the man talk?
Can I talk?
Get
you didn't visit me the whole time I was doing my bid.
You didn't go and see him one time?
For what?
You ain't sent a letter
Ricardo
or nothing?
Ricardo still owe me money.
Oh, see?
I was a part of the film that got you on this thing, if you do a little history. Nah. But you forgot. Huh? You forgot. We boy locked up. You can't even give me a couple ducats. Huh?
I ain't forgot. I didn't. I was trying to put some of your commissary, Ricardo. I tried.
As much ducats as I put in your pocket.
Ducats.
Like Kirby Puckett. Yeah.
You wanted to come in and talk about the Warriors tonight.
Yeah, man. We going game 5. You know what I'm saying? We let them get the free player. We gave them the spot. One spot. You know what I'm saying? So now we coming for their next. We back at home. We coming for their next. I said KD, 56 points, 56 and 14.
And 14?
And 14 boards.
Damn.
You feel me? We coming in hard, baby. That's going to hit about 26 threes, breaking records.
26 threes.
Yeah. Right.
Breaking records.
Don't nobody else about, need to play.
Apparently, we're just going to score like 300 points tonight. That's fine.
He's on fire.
Right.
Yeah. NBA Jam, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He's on fire, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know. But yeah, I really wanted to promote my app and push my voice.
Your app?
Yes. It's called Uber Security. I mean, trademark, copyright, you know. But basically, if you need some help going where you need to get to go, and you scared about what you at, because you know the game up in Oakland and stuff, I got boys. I got boys just like PDA, and they don't spend for no public displays of affection. What it stand for, G? What it stand for, player?
Players Distinguished
Associates?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going with.
Players Distinguished Associates.
The magic of creativity lives here.
Oh, my God. So you basically rent out security guards, is what you're talking about.
And we send them in there. We might put added services.
What that is.
Going back to your old habits.
We can't hear you, Ricardo.
I feel like he's trying to not incriminate himself, so let's just Ricardo, you want to plead the fifth? Yeah, that's what it looked like. Yeah.
Pimpin' ain't easy.
I'm just a charismatic gentleman.
Mm.
That ain't easy neither.
Ricardo, so for the people who are out here that don't know your story, let us know where it all began.
Mm.
Well,
again with the breasts.
Started way back.
Who was the bottom?
In the age of 10, I was helping my player extraordinaire leader, I would call him.
Mentor?
Mentor. That's the name.
Player mentor?
His name is Mac Mike. Oh, man. He showed me the ropes, and I used to just gather. I was just hunter-gatherer, I guess you could call him. You know, look with the puppy dog eyes to the ladies' faces. And he go.
You got to get on the mic.
And he go close it. So So yeah, man, that's what origination started, and it just grew and blossomed from there, you know. And then, you know, you see the player that you see, man. You know, I'm rocking this gold. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing my thing out here. So you know what I'm saying? We just out here,
yeah,
doing it.
Bay game.
Doing it.
Okay.
You feel me?
Sure.
Okay, so my producer wants me to ask you about Amber because we know your background and what you've been up to and whatnot. And now clearly they just giving it away on Instagram like that. So you're going to start a page.
That's premium, baby. That's that premium. That's top sirloin. That's that filet mignon right there.
USDA.
Fresh meat, baby. Love it. You know, I was just thinking, you know, when I saw the picture and I saw the box, I just wanted to jump in and love. And love.
And spread the
and,
love.
And just, oh, she's so, oh my God, just touch. Touch and enjoy.
She was a little upset at Instagram for taking the photo down. You feel like they should have went ahead and just let her kind of be up and just free or what?
I saved it.
Oh, you got it, so it's cool.
Screenshot.
Sounds about right.
As long as I got my baby, I mean, it's good. You know what I'm saying? I got it saved in mine. I got it on my screensaver right now, so I'm probably going to keep that and a couple of her pictures on rotation. You know, like the whole school screen.
You don't think she should have trimmed it up a little bit before she did that photo?
Oh, you know, I like it all natural. Yeah. The more natural, the better. So, you know, I'm not very particular on the particulars, but you know, but as long as it get the job done.
So you like the 70s style?
as long as it get the job done.
All right.
I cannot stand.
Hey.
So how are y'all gonna celebrate tonight? You gonna bring your women along so everybody can have a good time tonight after the win that we're about to get?
I will have my friends and associates gather, and we will have a good time with bottles of heme.
Plural.
Bottles.
Okay.
Bottles.
Will anything be for sale?
Yeah. No.
I guess not.
No, nothing will be for sale. We just having a good time. And if you run into something and you like, then holla at my boy.
That's it. He don't say nothing. Okay, who we hollering at? Because
he talk.
No, we don't.
But the price is right.
Say something.
Yeah. That's fine.
Man, he's a distinguished man of few words.
Of nodding.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's my boy, man. He got my back all 24/7, man. He visited me.
Oh, okay. So here's another thing. So you heard about the this announcer that was at game 4 talking about the Kardashian curse and how Khloe Kardashian is owed an apology because, you know, the announcer saying that people are being disrespectful to the point where it's just really terrible and they're tearing the girl apart for dating Tristan Thompson. Do you think that she's owed an apology?
She rich.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
That covers all of that.
That covers all that. she building her brand off of whatever she doing. So, you know, I mean, I just say, hey, you take the punches as you go. And she ain't losing no money. I ain't making no money off of her. So, therefore, you know. But she is more than welcome to visit the Bay Area and my facilities as well. And we could talk business. I'm always about the business.
Yeah. Because you can maybe get some Khloe and Ricardo cologne or perfume. She's selling, you know, she's still got the Khloe and Lamar that sell over at Ross right now. So, you know, yeah.
So we put it in Walmart.
Absolutely. Yeah.
TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx. Burlington.
Khloe and Ricardo. I'm like, why does she deserve an apology when Tristan walking in repping her jeans? She got free promo, Sana.
Yeah, that was
his
pretty
children
terrible.
Could not breathe in those jeans. Like, what? It was all the way up, damn near to his belly button. Ooh. It was just a horrible look altogether.
I did not see that.
You didn't see him? Oh, my God.
I don't pay attention to the fellas.
No, I feel you. But, I mean, it was all over the
place.
It was
a pretty terrible outfit, though.
Yeah.
So
They photoshopped some Woody from Toy Story all on his chest.
Yeah, he was looking
at the boots and everything.
Visual for that. I need a visual.
Did you see Dwayne Wade actually wearing your outfit from 1987?
Yes, and I wasn't happy with the hair. Mm-hmm. You gotta slick it. The perm. That's the look that's in. If you're gonna go old school, you gotta slick it and kick it.
I don't even know if they saw your whip, Ricardo. Show them how you did.
You see that? We out here, man. That's a lot of perm, shampoo, and conditioning, and permanent press. You know,
looking like Cat
press.
Williams.
That's my new slango.
Permanent press.
Permanent press.
All right.
That's my new product.
Okay.
Permanent press.
Well, I got a call from security, and they said your women are causing an issue downstairs. Your associates.
What happened?
Yeah, I don't know, but he said that it's time for y'all to go.
Well, it's
probably Big Wendy.
It's probably who?
It's probably Big Wendy. Yeah, that's his bottom.
Oh, that's my bottom.
Yeah, they don't belong to him.
No?
She do all the cooking. Oh, he said something.
Hey, he speaks.
Like some of my friends, so-called associates and friends, you know, he come visit me. He got my back, but he's a backstabber. Backstabber. They smile in your face.
Wow.
All the time, want to take your place. G-Biz, the backstab.
I called you all the way out.
I brought you in here. We here now.
No, I got a personal call from Sana G that said she needed me to come rep for the Warriors.
Full blast.
I'm here.
Tis true. And also, there were some people in town that needed somebody to slide through the hotel. So that's when you call Ricardo Jones.
Services.
Backstab.
By the way, I'm going to need my cut of that. But anyway, you want to give a final shout out to the Dub Nation out there one time before we let you go?
Yes, this is Ricardo, a.k.a. the player's player, the parking lot player, the pimping his Bay Area, macking his dude that you could ever meet in your life. Just saying, man. Go Warriors, man. Let's take it home right now. Take it home right now. What you got to say, boy?
Sure.
Yeah, we out here. Let's do it. You feel me?
Appreciate y'all being tuned in. The Sonicast, make sure you subscribe to that joint right there on the free iHeartRadio app on iTunes. And make sure you rock with the Sonic G Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. right there on KMEL. We'll holler.